because I just explained to Karma that most of the maps at the beginning of the last century were somehow changed by Armenian people. It's really fun, you know. You can see here this is the Persian Empire and Armenia is here, so it's okay map. But this map is terrible. Where is Azerbaijan? This is all new maps. I will show you the map which is based on the new Roman map. And you know, strange, Armenia is still here. It's an old map. It's it's about Azerbaijan. Yeah, because it's also, I mean, one of the principal things in this, the church and this. So actually we had some of Armenian church in the Azerbaijan territory when Armenian moved to Azerbaijan. But most of the church were Albanian church, which were reconstructed. Okay. So, most of you know that I'm a board member of Azerbaijan Psychology Association, and Azerbaijan Psychology Association had several projects with refugees. Azerbaijan Psychology Association was founded in 1997, but official status began in 1999. So we have many partners in the Europe, North America, and CIS countries. I mean, previous Soviet Union. So right now, Azerbaijan Psychology Association is doing the project which is called Training for Building Civil Society. This is 4 years program. And we also do with Institute for International Connections, Denver, Colorado. We also doing a project in Tajikistan, because they also have a lot of refugees, and I mean most from Afghanistan. Azerbaijan economy. So we have a lot of natural resources. Of course, most of the people heard about Azerbaijan like all country, but we have also river and sea fish, and sturgeon and scabber, and it's quite expensive all around the world, but we have a lot of them. And because of export, it's expensive in our country now also. We have dairy, meat, and bird farms, and we are the third place all around the world in the buffalo's population. We have fields of cotton and vineyards. We have different fruit gardens. We have different kind of citruses. We have different kind of nuts. Do you know Ferrero Rocher? Yeah. So this, most of that nuts, our nuts. Yeah. We have. And we have woods, and we have oil and gas. Oil is a huge part of our economy right now. World first well was drilled in 1848 in Azerbaijan. The world first kerosene plant is constructed also in Baku. And the Nobel Brothers, everybody knows about Nobel. Nobel Prize. Do you know the Nobel Prize? Yeah. So, the Nobel Brothers, they established their oil company in Baku, and they became rich in Azerbaijan. At the beginning, they were doing some weapons just for selling, and smaller brother often was coming to our country for buying good wooden sticks for that weapons. And suddenly he saw that there are a lot of places of oil, and he decided to buy one of them without asking his brother. But it was destiny. In the Second World War, every second Soviet tank used Azerbaijan oil. So it's a huge number. Because that period of time, Siberian oil wasn't found. And also, our oil is very clear. Taking in comparison with oil from the North Sea, North Sea oil contains a lot of sulfates, yeah. And in 1994, Azerbaijan government and a lot of foreign companies, they signed the contract of the century. It's a contract for taking the oil from the Caspian Sea. So there were different companies from Europe, from United States, like Unocal, ExxonMobil, etc. But now the most huge company in Azerbaijan is the British Petroleum. Exxon tried to find some oil, but couldn't. So, and in last year, at the end of the last year, just like yesterday, the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline started its work. So it's a pipeline from Azerbaijan through Georgia to Turkey to the Black Sea. It's a huge pipeline. So I told you about August Turks people, and one of the oldest book of the Azerbaijan is the Dede Gorgut, and in 1998 UNESCO celebrated this anniversary. It's old. So we had a lot of writers, poets, etc. For example, Nizami Gencevi, you can see here Sabir. I marked it because Sabir, he was a satiric writer. And what was the type of Aesop writing? Aesop. Yeah. So he is one of the famous people who wrote the fables as a Krylov, as a Aesop, I mean, all around the world. Sorry? It was poets, yeah. So Nizami Ganjavi, that period of time, the people were very integrated, maybe because of lack of knowledge. Maybe they were close to Earth, but Nizami Ganjavi in that period of time was the famous scientist, writer, and he wrote this five, it's a poems, it's a huge poems, and this, did you hear the Eric Clapton song, Layla? So, this is the same Layla. When the Eric Clapton heard about story about Layla and Majnun, he decided to write the song. So this is historical, this scientific and philosophic, and this three about love. Sorry? Rhyme? Not so similar. In this poem, the Majnun was a poor guy, and usual story. And what do you mean ending? Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. So, he became crazy. Majnun means crazy. He became crazy of love. And when she, her parents didn't give the permission for the marriage, he became crazy. She came to him, and he couldn't recognize her because he was crazy. For example, in this story, because of love, he made it like a tunnel inside the rock and made a pipeline of milk pipeline from milk river to the this lady Shirin. It's about love. Mohammed Fizuli was born in Karbala. It's a territory of Iraq, but he was Azeri, and he was most part of his life he was living in Iraq, but he was Azeri. So we have very interesting place in Shamakha, astrophysical observatory, and it's very modern. So it's just pictures of our city, and you could see the different architecture. This is the Russian Drum State Theater. It was old mill, and this old mill after reconstruction, there are a lot of offices, embassies, etc. No, offices, like business offices. So two main hotels of Baku. This is the building of State Oil Company. It's new, but it's designed as the old one. This is Azeri Underground. This is the symbol of Baku, Maiden Tower. It was built in 7th century. So these two banks, International Bank and National Bank. So people think that this is real or something. No, it's also Baku. This is the same part of Baku, but daytime. But we have a lot of new buildings. I call them like a corn, because they really like a corn everywhere. New Year, Independence Day, and sometimes it is, yeah, it's the day of National Forces. Also, do we have fireworks? This is the Philharmonic. This is the Government House. This is very interesting sculpture. It's a sculpture of our poet. Did you hear about Ghazal? Yeah, it's type of poem. People call him Ghazal Khan, like a king of Ghazal. And his face and ears and these parts, constructed from the like it's like a people here from his gazelles. Yeah, characters from gazelles. Yeah. This is Azerbaijan cuisine. You know dolma? Yeah, it's I know that in it's Middle East culture. The same about plov, rice. We pay much more attention to the plov than, for example, in India or in other countries, because in India or in other countries it's daily food. But in other culture, this we have special place for the like a special ceremony for their plov. And during wedding party, during wedding party we have a special time. It's close to the ending of the wedding party. The people bring the plov. So we have a couple of traditional holidays, like a Nowruz Bayram. It's a holiday which came from the Zoroastrianism and possible earlier. So it's a holiday of the spring. So you could see here the candles, the sweets always. And this is, I don't know how it's called. The name of this Samani, it's a wheat seed. So it's, wheat grass. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's like a symbol of, sorry? So it's for us it's like a symbol of the spring. And also evening time we have a couple of days for this Nowruz Bayram. Evening time the children construct the huge they try to find any wooden thing, and they do a big fire. And they jump through this fire to burn all the bad things. It's a traditional thing to burn all the bad things which were before. It's like burning bad energy. Yeah, it's all culture. It came before Christianity. It came before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no, it's not Spring Festival. But, we don't have Spring Festival, but we have like Spring Holiday. It's every yard, in everywhere, and all around the city. In every yard. Yeah, I mean only on spring. Yeah. Sorry? No special places, yeah. Just people everywhere do this. Also, we celebrate Kurban Bayram as every country which has a Muslim population. Do you know the story of Abraham, prophet? So God told him to sacrifice his son, and he was crying, etc., but he wanted to sacrifice, and in this moment, the angel came and brought the God, yeah, the young God. It was lamp. Yeah. And we are doing this in our culture, and everywhere, and in Baku, it's like in a site of lamps. Huh? Yeah, it's a killing for. I mean, part of the this meat also people give to the people who need money, etc. So part of this always people give to the family, neighbors, etc. We also celebrate the end of the calendar year, like a new year. At 21st, we have the holiday, which called as, International Azeri People Day. And the 1st of January, we have the new year holiday. And the marriage, also interesting. We have like a three stages: pre-wedding period, the wedding, and post-wedding period. Yeah. So during pre-wedding period, all the procedures, asking the parents for permission, engagement, bringing the gifts to the bride. Wedding party, and after wedding party, the family of the, parents of, bride side, and parents from the boy and girl side, they have to cook for them. So. This is my marriage. So you can see it's, it's me. I mean, it's like European marriage almost, but always it's huge. I mean, in my wedding party was about 250 people, but sometimes we have a wedding party like 500 people. That's all. Thank you very much. Yağış yağır, inanmıyorum yarım gözlü Yermeni. Eğer yarım vefalıdır, yayın gözlü Yermeni. Yağış yağır, inanmıyorum yayın gözlü Yermeni. Eğer yarım vefalıdır, yayın gözlü Yermeni. Yayın gözlü Yermeni. What? Okay. I'm going to meeting with my with my girl. And this rain, I do not believe that she will wait for me, she will wait for me, but I'm still hope. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.